Thank you for tuning to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wellbridge, Ohio. Today's homily is given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, April 11th, 2021, the second Sunday of Easter. Now here is Father Anthony.
On April 3rd, 2000, Pope St. John Paul II said, "Humanity will not find peace until it turns trustfully to divine mercy." This is not something new, but in our day it is a ray of light to people of our day. He said this on the canonization of Saint Faustina, a little unknown Polish nun who became world famous. She was born in Poland in 1905. She was one of nine children from a very simple family. And she felt called at a very young age to join the convent. And when she told her parents, they said no. One day she felt called to go dancing in the park by herself. And as she was dancing, our Lord Jesus appeared to her and said, "How long are you going to put me off?" Immediately she went to the local church, prostrated herself before the Blessed Sacrament, and she said, "Lord, I'll do whatever you want." And he said, "Devote your life to me." She decided to join the convent immediately, but no convent would take her except the Sisters of Mercy in Warsaw, Poland. She was known to take the simplest jobs, answering the door, doing the dishes and the gardening, and very few people knew that she had the ability to read souls and hearts. In February of 1931, our Lord appeared to Saint Faustina and told her to paint this image that we see here in our church over by our baptismal font, and paint the words in Polish, "Jesus, I trust in you." He told her that, "I want you to venerate this image of my love for the world first in your chapel at your convent, and then this image needs to be venerated around the world." One day as she was answering the gates, there was a poor man who came to her dressed in white. He said he was hungry. She decided to feed him, and it turned out that the man was actually Jesus. And she asked him, "Jesus, why did you come to visit me in this way?" And he said, "I came down from heaven because I wanted to experience what mercy felt like itself." 2 years later, at age 33, the same age our Lord died, St. Faustina died the same age as our Lord Jesus Christ. Pope St. John Paul II, also born in Poland, dedicated and made divine mercy popular to the world in 2000, the Sunday after Easter Sunday. We as Catholics celebrate Easter for 8 whole days. The first day of Easter, we celebrate the resurrection when Jesus opened the gates of heaven. And on the 8th day, we symbolize eternal life when Jesus comes to let us walk through that door. Today, in a special way, we celebrate this, as the good deacon just read from our Gospels here, that we do see this happen. On the first day of the week, which would have been Sunday, in the evening time, Jesus came and he gave 2 great gifts to his disciples, peace and forgiveness, the 2 things that Judas would not allow himself to experience in his own heart. These were the first gifts of the Holy Spirit, forgiveness, which is why we too as Christians, if we want to be disciples of Jesus, have to forgive first, if we want any type of peace in our life. Then it says a week later, Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was there. And he is permitted to see something of Jesus on the 8th day that we celebrate today. Unless I put my fingers in his hands and my hand in his side, I will not believe. And what happens when you open up somebody's side? You see their heart. Something was revealed of the heart of God in Jesus, that he is a man of mercy. In that simple nun's diary, and I find it fascinating that God always comes to very simple women, the Blessed Mother, St. Bernadette of Subaru, he said this to St. Faustina. Let us ask Christ, he said this to St. Faustina, I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of mercies upon those souls who approach the font of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness for sins and punishment. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which grace flow are opened. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be as scarlet. God wanted us to come to him in a particular way on this day, because this is the day we walk through the gates. On the first day of Easter, the gates are open, and on the eighth day, we walk through the gates into heaven. But in order to enter into the wedding feast, we have to be pure. Sin and the punishment of sin stain us. Confession gets rid of sin because the results of sin are death, but punishment remains. But there is sometimes nothing we can do on this side of eternity that will alleviate God's punishment. So we need his mercy. On this day of all days, he says, this is the day I want you to come to me, and I want you to dedicate your life to me in a special way. I want you to look at my heart and see that it began with forgiveness. Forgive other people and experience that grace. Can be somewhat boring as I read from the journal of St. Faustina. But if you want to go to heaven, it revolves the heart of Jesus and entering into his same mercy, which he offers the world today. After Mass, we're going to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And our Lord said, if you dedicate your life to me and enter into my mercy, you too will enter into eternal life. Bring to me all those hard hearts. I think of the family members in my own family who are far away from Jesus, or people in our society who have grown so cold. You see the light spreading forth from his heart, the blood and water which came from his side. And today he says, on this day, we can present to him our loved ones, and they too can share in the open side of his heart that Thomas was allowed to enter into. And so he says to Thomas, have you come to believe just because you have seen? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. We are those people.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.